watched the furious equator-bound descent of the transport while riding down in its wake. Its impact had sent a shockwave through the complex maze, which buckled and then subsided into the fluid beneath. Everyone on that maze had been swallowed. There were only a few late arrivals left, standing around the edge of the crater like him, staring down into the death of all their hopes. Master Satil had been in that maze, somewhere, with Eldon Axe. Shigar had tried calling his master via both the suit and the Force, but received no response to either. All he could see moving were hexes, bobbing and swimming through the red tide, apparently unharmed. Three surviving cannon emplacements fired at anyone in range, to little effect. Darth Kratos had descended with him and landed not far away.
"Not only must I seek a new apprentice," said the Sith Lord, red lightsaber standing out at his side like a standard, "but it appears that you are in need of a new master."
Shigar's grief and frustration found a target.
"You made this happen," he said, turning away from the awful view to confront the ancient enemy of the Jedi Order.
"Not I, boy."
"The Emperor, then, with all his dreams of murder and domination, slaughtering his way across the galaxy?"
"I don't see the Emperor here, do you?"
"You're mocking me."
"Because you deserve to be mocked, boy. You are naive and sheltered, thanks to the nonsense your masters have fed you. The true face of the universe frightens you, and you fall back on that nonsense to explain your fear. Only a child closes its eyes when frightened. Look around you and grow up."
Shigar felt his hackles rising, even though he knew Darth Kratos was trying to get exactly this reaction from him.
"You can't deny that the Sith stole Cynthia Zandrit from her mother. That's what led us here."
"Lima Zandrit was brilliant and mad. She is the one to blame, Shigar. Or Striver for not letting the matter rest. Or you."
"Me? What did I do?"
"It was you who brought the matter to your master's attention."
"Stand back."
Shigar activated his lightsaber. Darth Kratos was getting entirely too close. The red of his blade matched the lava and the sky above. It looked to Shigar like the whole world was turning to blood. Darth Kratos stopped 5 paces away, a contemptuously amused expression on his withered face.
"Blame the Emperor for all your troubles if you must," he said. "Blame the Empire as a whole. Given the chance, would you explain to all of them how they have been so very wrong? Would you address the Sith and the ministers and the troopers and the spies? I fear they wouldn't listen to you. Not even the people you might imagine to be on your side. The oppressed, the disenfranchised, the dissidents. There are fewer of them than you imagine, you know. And to the rest, you are the enemy. You and your Jedi and your Senate. They curse your name just as you curse ours. For the loved ones they've lost at your hands. For the goods stolen by your privateers. For the many hardships they've endured. You'll never win them over with your words, with your nonsense. So you'll be forced to kill them all. How does that sound to you, Padawan? Do you fancy yourself the greatest mass murderer in the history of the galaxy? If not, perhaps you should. For that is the path you are heading down. You and the Emperor. No different.